Allowing ourselves now to settle in to our postures for body scan, whether sitting or lying. Making any adjustments that you might need so that there's ease in the posture. Making sure that there's not strain on the low back. You might possibly need to bend your knees if you're lying down. Sit more forward if you're sitting. Letting the arms and hands rest softly on your lap in the chair or at your sides or wherever feels easeful for you. Remembering intentions for practice today. What brings me here? What brings me to practice? Finding whatever is meaningful for you as a frame for practice. And as well, remembering that when we practice mindful awareness of the body through the body scan, that we do have intentions to open the heart mind to whatever should arise with some interest, curiosity, and goodwill. A friendliness towards ourselves and our experiences. So feeling the body sitting or lying, being aware as you are of the places that the body makes contact. Contact with the chair, contact with the earth, the floor. Bringing the mind into the body. Not imagining the body, not visualizing it, but rather sensing it directly. And at this point, just being aware of those contact points. And you might feel some pressure sensations, pulsations, warmth or coolness where the body makes contact with the earth. And then finding the breathing. Finding the breathing, perhaps at the belly. And if the belly doesn't work for you, that's fine. The nostrils, throat, chest can work well too. I'll give instructions though at the belly. Feeling the breathing, the breath rising and falling. Noticing how the breath inhabits every part of our body. We can have a sense of the breath expanding from the belly upwards to the chest, to the top of our heads, down our arms to our fingers. and down our legs to our toes. Sense of the whole body breathing. Now this may start to feel quite relaxing, and we do want ease in the practice, in the posture. And yet we also do want to be practicing wakefulness. As Jon Kabat-Zinn says, it's intention to fall awake to the body, to the present moment. So taking care of any possibility of sleepiness at any point by opening the eyes or raising an arm or standing or sitting up a little more upright. And if you do fall asleep, take care of it and promise yourself that nap later. And now let's let go of the breath for the time being and bring our awareness into body from place to place to place, beginning with the crown of the head. Opening to the sensations that are showing there. There may be pressure, there may be vibration, a sense of coolness, warmth. There may be not much experience at all, and that's fine too. And we let that be an object of our awareness in any part of the body that we have trouble feeling. Moving from the crown of the head to the back of the head, possibly where it makes contact with the floor. And then feeling the sides of the head, including the ears. Feeling the ears left and right, and aware, of course, of hearing. And then coming to the forehead. Directly sensing body as body. Letting go of concepts of the different body parts. These are just words. These are not the experiences of the body. They're just labels. When I say forehead, attend to the sensations that reside in that region of the body. And then coming into the eyes, feeling the eyeballs, the eyelids, sensing the muscles between the eyes and around them. Letting this awareness of body anchor us in the present moment. When the mind wanders off any place in the body, simply notice that. You might make a mental note as to where the mind drifted to, thinking, planning, worrying, sleepiness, restlessness, daydreaming, naming an emotion, and without pushing the experience away, just feel it for a moment and then gently, gently redirect attention right back into the sensations of the body, wherever we're at in the scan. Bringing attention now into the cheeks. Sensing the nose and the passage of air through the nostrils. Feeling the sensations on the upper lip as the air passes out through the nostrils. And then feeling the lips. Experiencing the teeth and gums. Feeling the tongue. Soft palate, hard palate, and into the throat. Aware of the jaw. And then breathing in and out of the whole of the face and head, feeling it as one unit. And then letting go of face and head on an exhale as we come into the throat and the front of the neck. Opening to the life of the body just as it is, whether the sensations are pleasant or unpleasant. We can become aware of what happens with strong sensations that are pleasant. The mind gets busy wanting them to continue, and we can let those thoughts be and simply notice the pleasantness and how it changes. Bringing awareness around to the back of the neck. Often an area that's tight or tensed. Sensations might be experienced as unpleasant. Can we notice the changing quality to the sensations? How they're in flux, movement. And let go of any labels as bad, as pain, and rather feel the particulars. Staying with the present moment experience of body. Breathing in and out of the neck for a moment. And then coming into the shoulder muscles at the top. So often what's tight in the neck carries on into the shoulders and vice versa. Can we be with this with interest, with kindness? And can we let go of an agenda to fix and simply abide with the experiences as they are, with goodwill? And then coming into the shoulder joints and the upper arms. As we abide with sensations that might be challenging, we may feel we absolutely have to move. And so you may want to just experiment with that thought, that intention. And try on just being with the sensations for a little while, seeing if they change. Do they ease up? Do they go away on their own? In which case, movement is not necessary. And so we're not being so reactive to everything that shows in the body. And as we're less reactive with our bodies, not only does the body settle, the mind settles. Coming into the elbows now. Feeling them just as they are, whether pleasant or unpleasant, or maybe neutral, maybe not much experience at all. And then coming into the forearms and wrists. Sometimes we have an experience in body that's very strong, very intense. And after abiding with it for a while, we do believe that the wise thing to do is to move. So we can know it's wise if we have a sense that by moving, there'll be more of a chance for calmness, for concentration, and therefore the possibility of insight. So if you move, you choose to move, let it be intentional. Have a clear intention of what you're trying to do. And then make your move deliberately. Full awareness in it, not a break from the scan. And then notice the effects. Feeling the forearms and wrists. And then coming into the hands. Feeling the backs of the hands. And the palms of the hands. So with our hands, we can feel a great deal of sensation. It can really help us hone our attention into the present moment because there's so much input here. Noticing each and every finger. You might feel pulsation in the hands and the fingers. Feeling of vibration. Warmth or coolness. And then let's recruit the breath to deepen our attention into the body. So breathing down through the arms to the fingertips and back again. Breathing into arms and hands. Breathing into is not about fixing or changing anything. It's rather about deepening attention. Breathing into is an instruction that works for some of us and not for all of us. So don't sweat it if it doesn't really make sense to you. Just feel the arms and hands as a whole. And then on an exhale, let's let that go and bring our attention up into our chest. We can feel the chest wall moving with the breathing. We might sense our heartbeat deep within the chest cavity. We may feel sensations in the chest and heart area that have more to do with emotion than anything going on in our bodies in particular, and we can open to that. With interest, with kindness, letting the attention drop down into the belly. We may have a sense of digestion or hunger. The movements of the breath in the belly. Again, we may have sensations that have more to do with emotion than anything else, like flutters of anxiety or waves of nausea if we have thoughts that are of an aversive nature, pushing an experience away. We can have sunken feelings in the belly with sadness and low mood. Opening to the life of the body as felt in the belly. And then coming into the pelvic region, you might sense the bladder, the genitals, the bones of the pelvis. We can actually sense that the pelvic bones move a wee bit with the breathing. Feeling to the hip joints as part of the pelvis. And then let's let go of the pelvic region and come right back up to the top of our backs, back to those shoulder muscles. And working our way slowly down the back. So feeling the upper back area, the shoulder blades, and the area between the shoulder blades. All these muscles and bones working together. Noticing how they move with the breathing. and let the awareness come down into the mid-back region, feeling the muscles, feeling the bones, the ribs, the vertebrae. Anywhere along the length of the back, we can have various discomforts, opening to them as they are without adding a big story or any story. Can we just feel the experience as it is and notice how the sensations are changing, are moving? Moving the awareness down the back a little lower. Noticing how the back moves with the breathing. Down towards the lower ribs, the waist. And a little lower yet again into the lumbar spine. This is our low back region that can be quite tight for some of us. Finding an area of tightness, discomfort, you might care to breathe in and out of the area. Not to fix it, but to just deepen your attention. If breathing into it feels too intense, try breathing with it, which means you have the area in the foreground of attention with the stabilizing presence of the breath in the background, breathing with. Bringing the attention down into the sacrum, the lowermost parts of the back, feeling to the buttocks as they press against chair or floor, and then recruiting the breath again, having a sense of breathing down through the whole torso, from the nape of the neck all the way down to the back, bottom of the back, to your tailbone, through the chest and belly and pelvis. Breathing into the whole of the torso and knowing it. And then letting it go on an exhale as we come into the lower extremities, coming to the hip joints. And feeling the thighs, powerful muscles, powerful bones and joints. Aware of sensations as they are, aware of whether they're pleasant or unpleasant, and how everything changes. And then coming into the knees, the front, the backs, the sides, and deep inside the knee joints. And And then down into the shins and calves and ankles. Noticing the life of the body, just as it is. And then bringing our attention into the feet, feeling the tops of the feet. Bringing awareness into the soles of the feet, where they make contact with the earth, the floor. Noticing the spots that don't make contact with the floor. And then sensing the toes, feeling the big toes, the little toes, the toes in between, the spaces in between. And then let's use the breath again to help us breathing down through the body, through the legs to the toes and back again. Feeling the lower extremities as a whole. And then letting go of that on an exhale and bringing our attention back into our centers with the breath at the belly. Widening that awareness again to take in the body as a whole. Noticing if there's any area in the body that feels a bit challenging, intense. And allowing yourself in these last few moments of our scan to direct the spotlight of your attention onto that area, one of those areas. Feel the area as it is. Let go of the story, the past, the future. And just feel it. Aware of the size and shapes and textures of the sensations. Noticing the boundary of the area, where you feel it and where you don't feel it. Possibly breathing in and out of the area. Or breathing with it. So recognizing an area that's challenging, allowing it to be here as it is, and investigating it, becoming intimate with it. And noticing its changing nature. Noticing how it's not always so. noticing how it's not all of who I am. Sometimes when we have an intensity, it kind of takes on such a huge life, we start believing it completely defines us. It's all of who we are. Noticing that that's not so. It's not all of who we are. This is simply energy moving through. Not me, not I, not mine. Taking a few more moments to finish up your investigation of the intensity. Letting it go on an exhale. Coming back into our centers with the breathing. Breath and body as a whole. And simply resting here, appreciating the time you've given yourself to be just as you are. To be wholly who you are.